pleased to introduce our last two presenters for this particular session, Harriet Taylor and Joan Peckham, both from NSFSI.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about what it is and give some examples and point to some people who are working in this area, and Harriet will talk about some programs at NSF that address computational thinking. You saw our Faster Than a Speeding Bullet presentation of computational thinking from Jeanette Wing earlier. How many of you, before you came today, had heard of computational thinking? Okay, so let's just get a sense of the audience that I'm talking to. I was previously a public school teacher, then a math student, then a computer science student, then a computer science professor, and struggling with these educational issues and the definition of what computing is and all of its breadth. And I read Jeanette Wing's paper of March 2006 when she defined this term. That's what drew me to the National Science Foundation, because I finally felt that someone had, other people had been working on this, but had a sense or an idea of what we're struggling with here. Here are some quotes from that paper, and you heard Jeanette talk a little earlier about computational thinking. She does believe, as I do, that this is the missing R, and it is a fundamental skill for everyone. But the problem is, really, what is computational thinking? What are those constructs that people who call themselves computing or information science people, what are the constructs that we need to teach from kindergarten through post-secondary education so that people can grapple with all the marvelous technologies that are mentioned here today? We have intelligent transportation systems and nanotechnology, and the previous speaker talked about several communities that make use of computation. So we all the time have new problems that are arising. And just like mathematicians, statisticians, or engineers, most of us know when to call the mathematician to solve a problem, when a new problem arises. But do we know, do the researchers know, or do the students know when the computational skills are needed in order to solve the problems? And not just to solve the problems, how do the computational folks help to define new and emerging problems to provide novel solutions? So sometimes it's easier if we have some concrete examples. One of my favorites is the first one. Reading in one of my favorite newspapers about psychologists who are studying multitasking in the workplace. Is it effective, or is it ruining our chances of getting our work done before we go home at the end of the day? Does anyone know the answers to that question? Well, in the first paragraph of this article about psychologists struggling with this issue, they said, well, you know, computer scientists have thought about this in the context of operating systems, which is a piece of software that needs to multitask in order to help you do your work on the computer. So why not apply these constructs to the human problem of multitasking? And all of us know this is the information-driven economy now. We certainly, in the computing domains, have learned how to manage large volumes of information electronically and otherwise. We can apply this to these problems. And the last one is one of my favorites, which is the human-computer interaction. Humans interact with mechanical devices, with computers, with other humans. We in computation have thought about how humans interact with computers. Why not apply these constructs or these thought processes to other examples of that? So how do we weave computational thinking into the education, especially on the K-12 level? Because I know that's a special interest of the group here. How do we assure that women and other underrepresented minorities are attracted to the discipline so that it seems that the Labor Department statistics indicate there will be plenty of jobs, not just devoted to information technology or computing, but jobs that require you to have computational skills in many domains, many dimensions. So how do we weave this into our education? Many of you talked about the pedagogy that could be used, marvelous examples of programs that are going on in many domains, problem-based learning, attracting these many groups through different kinds of problems. But as you're using nanotechnology or graphics or Second Life as your example to draw the students to the discipline, my question is, what is it? What are the basic constructs that you wish to teach these students so that when they engage in research or they go out to work with industry, they have the skills that are needed in order to do this? I think that's what we really need to be thinking about, and luckily there are some a large number of groups who are already trying to grapple with these issues. National Academy of Sciences is one of them, and I'm giving the URLs, but you have the slides so that you can go look and see what's going on. This is an effort that's just starting, and I encourage you to see what's going on. At Carnegie Mellon, which Jeanette Wing was the chair of computer science at Carnegie Mellon, so it's not surprising that they have a computational thinking center. And they also have materials on their website that you can peruse that deal with not only research issues, but also educational issues. And there are many influential folks, some of whom have grappled with these ideas even before Jeanette's paper. Peter Denning, his great computing ideas, has a website devoted to that, and you'll see a similar thread. The whole issue of trying to say, who are we, what is it that we do, and what does a well-educated person need to know with regard to computing. Mark Sneer at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, has just published a paper with a huge URL, so I pumped it through the tiny URL website so that we don't have to look at that, has looked at what computing is, what is information science, and its broadest definition, and how do we weave that into the organization of the university to provide a first-class education. And we already mentioned Andy Van Dam, who's just starting to, and I expect there will be things on the web soon, with CRA, the education group, and Chris Stevenson at the CSTA. Also, this website has an incredible number of pointers to marvelous resources for education. You might want to visit that site. So I'm going to turn this over to Harriet Taylor now to talk about some of the efforts at the National Science Foundation to address this.
Thank you, Joe. Some of you may not be familiar with the CSTA organization. How many of you are know what we may be talking about? It's called Computer Science Teachers Association. It was a beginning effort. Many of you who deal with sciences know groups like the National Council for Teachers of Mathematics, the science teachers, the other teachers. Well, this is a group that's trying to serve that function for teachers K-12 of computing. So these resources are specifically geared towards not only computational thinking type things, but other resources for integrating technology experiences, particularly computing experiences at the K-12 level. So if you know of teachers in your own areas who are looking for others who may be facing some of the same challenges they are, because they're often rather isolated in their own school settings, pointing them towards that CSTA site, I think, would be a real positive thing in getting them involved in that organization. It's a new organization. It's been going now about 3 or 4 years, started with some of our broadening participation funds and professional organizations, and it seems to be being very effective. It's certainly something, the computational thinking, that in the size programs you've been seeing and you're going to see more of. Almost all of our solicitations are bringing in elements, even in the research programs. We have certainly in our education and workforce activities, all of our programs have things ongoing and are about to have more that will begin to show models, practices, ways, and create ways, effective mechanisms for bringing computational thinking into educational practice. One of our programs that's already gotten a good start on this is our CPATH, or Science Pathways to Revitalize Undergraduate Computing Education. It's about to start its third year. What we're looking at there is transforming undergraduate computing education on a national scale, trying to, say, break some of those traditional molds that are out there that we've been in for so long, try to blur some boundaries so people don't have to say I'm a biologist or a computer scientist, but I have a pathway that lets me thrive in both worlds and lets me have the core things I need to do to thrive in both worlds. The way we do it is we have two types of activities, one building communities and trying to nurture, say, emerging communities of particularly an interdisciplinary nature, and the other institutional transformation, particularly towards some new innovative models that hopefully are going to be interdisciplinary, have multiple pathways that are going to be appealing to students, number one, but also a better preparation for some of the visions of the future we've heard many of you talk about today. We've got to do a better job of getting students ready for some of the exciting things that are going on. Some examples of things that are going on in CPATH projects, particularly that include computational thinking. These five that I have here are institutional transformation type things. They're mostly working first in the institution. The University of Illinois is doing things that I'll say computationally thinking like modules, components, often minors into virtually all disciplines, and hopefully in the latter years they're going to get many of the research institutions in that area, in that Midwestern area, to join them in a community. A similar type of thing, a collaboration between Union College and Lafayette College, two small places doing a similar thing, but across every discipline on campus, an interesting evaluation process to see how that's going. Brown is doing, just starting one that's going in the humanities and social sciences, DePaul, across all curricula. These are some. There are plenty of others, but certainly there are places you could look now to see. Most of these, if they're doing an institutional transformation, they have already laid some foundation. They're in an implementation stage, so they are things where they're actively doing things. Towson is actually doing a new gen ed course that's focused on computational thinking that will be in the curriculum soon, we hope. There is something we just heard of, Renaissance Computing. There is something Nebraska's calling Renaissance Computing as well, another version of it that's based on computational thinking, and one that's trying to bridge the two between high school and beginning experiences in colleges and universities at Utah State. Certainly, if you go to our NSF programs and CPATH, you can see listing synopses of all of our awards and more about these and links to them as well. Okay. Some more community building ones, the sciences, the Knowledge Society. And one of the things we're going to do this year is we've asked people to tell us how they're addressing these. This year we're going to raise the bar a little bit. We're going to insist upon it and be sure that our major focus is on computational thinking, particularly in building up communities. So some other places you might in education programs see some computational thinking. We have a large project, Jane Margolis. Some of you may have seen a new book. She's just gotten out about this and working with the Los Angeles Public Schools, first through AP, but then trying to get a course, a computing experience that's going to appeal to the populations they have there, particularly Hispanic populations, and get these students into different types of college pathways because of their secondary school experiences. A GK-12 project, GK-12 is about graduate students and working in K-12 classrooms as resource people. It's a cross-foundational project, but particularly one that we're interested in is having the students at NJIT work to bring computational science across disciplines in high schools in Newark. So I think these are just some examples. There are plenty of others in other of our programs. But what we want to look at is, so where do we think we might be now? We hope, and we certainly with our director's lead, think a national dialogue has begun. This is something that's now on the national radar. We believe we have, and many of you have already, some experiences programmatically where we have instances of things all over and resources all over, which we've got to do a better job of working together to collect and tap into each other. There are certainly courses, modules, experiences, interpretations that are out there. So there are things going on. Where are we going? Well, some attempts to get this in more formal. The workshops that the National Academy is going to be leading, or the workshops they'll be leading, the first one is going to be really a research-type effort to look at the dimensions of computational thinking, what is it, and get some big thinkers to try to get us some real research-based ideas about this. The second one is going to be, all right, what are then the implications for K-12? The first one we hope will be this fall, and the next one about 6 months later. But the products of that, the reports, and there is a link, and I can get this to you, and it's on the slide Joan had. If you look at the committee, the steering committee is doing that, you'll see some of the people that we think in learning sciences who can really help us put some real teeth to this. So formalizing. I think also then trying to get a sense of the practice of it, the examples, the things that can be replicated, integrating into the curriculum, but not as something to distract learning, but that enhances learning. It's something that's going to be fundamental, it's core, but it also has to be, or we already know, enhancing learning. Assessing the effectiveness of all these things we're doing. We've already heard people talk about that. Just getting a lot of things going without knowing which ones are proving to be the ones that are most effective and helpful will not get us anywhere. And certainly then trying to find ways to do computational thinking for the masses effectively, productively, and enabling our youth capacity, I think is the bottom line. And I think that's hopefully where we think we're headed. We think to do it, we need to work together. So we hope, as we're going to talk in a few minutes, we'll all talk about where we can work together on this and on other things. Thank you very much.
Thank you.